Plants can't go to the basement or turn on the air conditioning. Many are suffering from the heat. And different plants react differently to heat stress. The new growth on a spruce will look great, but the older inner needles may turn reddish-purple and begin to fall. They're shedding needles to balance their moisture loss. Maple, ash, and linden may have brown leaves. It may be only the edge of the leaf, or the entire leaf could turn brown and crisp. Hackberry and young honey locust may completely defoliate. Check these plants for supple buds at the tip of the branches. Usually, they go dormant early and are fine the next season. Newly transplanted plants are most susceptible. This includes plants transplanted over the past year. They have a limited root system. Their roots will dry out quickly. Sometimes their roots just can't take in enough moisture to balance the moisture evaporating from their leaves on a hot, dry, breezy day. Sprinkle the leaves of these plants in the cool of the evening or morning. This will help reduce moisture loss through evaporation. Keep the soil evenly moist. Put water close to the center of the plant to keep the original root ball moist. Water in a wider circle as roots grow into the garden soil. Most of us have adjusted our watering schedule to keep up with heat. Run drip systems more frequently and longer. The water will cool the plants down and keep them from wilting. The key is to readjust as the days get shorter and cooler. Unfortunately, automatic sprinkler clocks aren't always readjusted. Once the heat breaks, a lot of plants will get overwatered. Plants stop growing vigorously. They need less moisture. Plants will transpire or lose less moisture as the days cool. The tricky thing with plants is their symptoms for underwatering are similar to symptoms for overwatering. Some shrubs wilt if they get too much water. Some plants get brown leaves. Others drop their leaves when they're overwatered. Check the soil. If it's wet and boggy, then the water needs to be cut back or off. If the soil's dry and hard, it's time for a thorough, deep watering. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.